In today's episode, we will be covering the topic of introverts and extroverts. Introverts are those who generally possess some or all of the following traits. Need quietness to concentrate. Are reflective. Are self-aware. Take time making decisions. Feel comfortable being alone. Don't like group work. Prefer to write rather than talk. Feel tired after being in a crowd. Have few friendships but are very close with these friends. Daydream or use their imaginations to work out a problem. Retreat into their own mind to rest. I have all of these traits. I am 100% a lone wolf. I don't need a woman in my life. I enjoy peace, quiet, and freedom being alone. Now that I have explained some of the traits of introverts, I am going to go play some video games. I will turn it over to my ex-girlfriend, Jessica. She can tell you all about extroverts. After all, she has no problem being around other men, if you know what I mean.
Hey guys. I'm Jessica. I keep trying to get back with Lone Wolf because I can't find any good men. Where did all the good men go? I am an extrovert. I love attention and validation because I am a woman. I am an extrovert, so interacting with other people is my favorite activity. The traits that I and other extroverts possess are: enjoys being at the center of attention. Enjoys group work. Feels isolated by too much time spent alone. Likes to communicate by talking. Likes to talk about thoughts and feelings. Looks to others and outside sources for ideas and inspiration. Numerous, broad interests. Tends to act first before thinking. I was dumped by Lone Wolf. He said he didn't want a garden tool. He went through my phone and saw everything. I really screwed up. I have been trying to find someone, but no one wants me.
Hey guys, I'm back. As you can see, Jessica and my personality traits were the polar opposite. Because I am an introvert, extroverts can be pretty alluring with their wit and charm. If you are ever with an extroverted woman for a long period of time, it will make your life a living hell. Don't ever wife up a woman. In fact, don't even move one in with you. The juice just isn't worth the squeeze. But if you are going to date women for bedroom fun, just be aware of who you are dealing with. So how do you know if you are an introvert or extrovert? There is a test that you can take. It is called the Briggs & Myers test. The link in the description will take you to the online test. So now that you know about the traits of introverts and extroverts, I should mention that some people are hybrids. They are known as ambiverts. They fall in the middle ground. My Uncle Arthur, or as I call him, King Arthur, is an ambivert. He is the one who taught me about female nature. He is a great mentor. He was the one who taught me about the crimson capsule, the manosphere, and men going their own direction. I will turn it over to him next.
Good evening, you filthy animals. I am King Arthur. Back before you lads were born, I used to go out every night. I went to all the pubs. I chased 304s like they were going extinct. It was a lot of fun until one day my garden hose wouldn't stop leaking. Anyways, that's another story for another day. Ambiverts are those who don't mind flexing between introvertism and extrovertism. People fall over the spectrum. I just happen to be one of those people who can swing both ways. I should tell you about the swingers party I went to in 1972 on Laguna Beach. Ah, those were the days. Take it easy, lads, and remember, stay away from single mothers.
Gentlemen, I'm back again. This was just a brief summary of introverts and extroverts. I could go into much greater details about this topic. But for now, I am going to keep this short. If you would like to hear me explain topics such as this, let me know. Your feedback is important to me. I just wanted to clarify that if you are an extroverted male, I have nothing against you. The focus of my discussions are male and female dynamics. Being an introvert is great. I wouldn't change a thing. Women are much more social than men. Even an introverted woman needs some social interaction. Women will speak 3 times as much as the average man per day. Because I am a lone wolf, I don't need a nagging girlfriend or wife in my life. I never enjoyed being manipulated into going places and doing things that I didn't want to do. I used to be a simp and put the honey pot on a pedestal. I just couldn't help myself. I just wanted to tap that sweet honey. I am telling you, once you unplug from society and go your own way, it's a great thing. It's a superpower. When you get older and don't have raging hormones anymore, you realize, if you chase that honey, sooner or later, a bear will attempt to maul you within an inch of your life. I love being at home, stashing my money away like Scrooge McDuck. And doing what I want. I don't need permission from anyone. Don't forget to take the Briggs and Myers test if you haven't. My score was 93% introvert. Like, comment, share, and subscribe. If you have a topic request, let me know. I have another channel. It is called The Wolf's Den. I plan to take email requests and requests sent in to me. You can reach me at the email address listed in the description. Thanks for watching. This is The Lone Wolf signing out.
Better of the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, meet the pale moon, loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my body, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a shadows in the corners of your mind. I go with the windows, I run but I don't hide. I hear the call of the wild, whispering the name. No, I can't be tamed. My heart belongs to the night. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a